For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. The 2017 Atlantic hurricane season quietly comes to a close this week as one of the most active and costliest to hit the United States. We saw 17 named storms and 10 hurricanes. 464 lives were lost. Damage estimates are still climbing at nearly $370 billion. And that's the physical cost. Mentally, thousands are still recovering. After Harvey hovered over Houston, Maria paralyzed Puerto Rico. And while Irma left her calling card in Florida, we too felt her fury and frenzy.
I mean, they're scared. They're scared, so they're trying to fill up before the storm hit.
Many gas stations and grocery stores across the state saw pure panic.
This gas station is completely sold out, has been.
It's that anxiety, the mental aftermath of disaster, that the Medical University of South Carolina hopes to mend. Dr. Ken Ruggiero is a professor of psychiatry.
We have found that post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and sleep problems are very common after disasters.
Dr. Ruggiero studies the psychological impact of natural disasters and says while most people do recover quickly, about 1 in 10 develops significant symptoms that last longer than 30 days.
That can include things like nightmares, physical reactions when they encounter reminders, being a little bit jumpy, agitated, irritable, having difficulty concentrating.
He says most people don't get the help that they need, perhaps out of shame. He says research on the impact of the 2004 Florida hurricanes and the 2011 tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri shows disaster survivors may be more comfortable turning to technology. So he and a team of technicians at the Medical University have been designing a smartphone app for the past year and a half called Bounce Back Now.
And the goal of Bounce Back Now is to help disaster victims monitor their emotional recovery after disasters and then give them the self-help tools to address PTSD and depression.
People can download the app to monitor their mood. That alone, he says, can make a huge difference following a disaster. But if they're still having trouble,
for those folks, it will unlock strategies to help them cope. It will also give them active interventions that they can try at home.
The app also provides access to a national disaster distress helpline. MUSC has teamed up with the American Red Cross to make the app available. But first, the medical university is testing it with 5,000 people impacted by Hurricane Harvey and Irma.
You probably hear the term personalized medicine a lot. Well, we want to make sure that the app functions in a way that is tailored to the needs of each user.
Coming up with man-made technology to heal the psychological wounds of natural disaster is no easy task. But what Dr. Ruggiero says is well worthwhile if it means more people seek and get treatment. But he adds, maintaining mental health wellness before a disaster strikes is just as important.
Hurricanes bearing down on us, that produces a lot of unpredictability and uncontrollably. We don't know whether they're going to affect us. We don't know how they're going to affect us. And so we reach for those things that we can control. Do we have enough hurricane supplies? Do we have enough groceries? Do we have enough fuel in the car?
In other words, doing what we can to prepare and accepting what we can't control. Dr. Ruggiero also recommends reaching out to others with or without a smartphone.
The advice that I would give really is to connect as much as possible with your neighbors. We know that social support is a major driver of recovery, and that's a big predictor of whether or not somebody will do well after a disaster.
For more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.